Well, at the end of last week, when I got back to the UK, I received an email from a friend in the United States which contained a riddle. And the riddle ran, "What is greater than God and more evil than the devil? The poor have it, and the rich need it. And if you eat it, you'll die." Well, you, of all people, shouldn't have any problem in solving my friend's riddle, because, as I hope you remember, we are currently in the middle of a short series which focuses on the very word which supplies the answer to my friend's riddle. Yes, the answer is nothing, for indeed nothing is greater than God. Nothing more evil than the devil. The poor have nothing. The rich need nothing. And if you eat nothing, you'll die. Nothing. Well, this morning my Bible text comes from the last chapter, the second book of Samuel in the Old Testament, words of David. "I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing." In brief, King David and the people of Israel had sinned against God. As a result, God had visited the nation with a severe pestilence or plague. But in his mercy, God had suspended the final wave of his judgment. And he told David to build an altar in the threshing floor of a man whose name was Araunah. And there, he, David, to offer certain animal sacrifices to appease his, that is God's, wrath. Animal sacrifices there had to be in those days. For as God himself had made clear long before, without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And how thankful we, in our day, should be that according to the New Testament, in the person of the Lord Jesus, we who believe have our redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Let me read you what the Bible says happened next to David. "So David went as the Lord commanded. And when Araunah looked down, he saw the king and his servants coming. And Araunah said, 'Why has my lord the king come to his servant?' David said, 'To buy the threshing floor from you, in order to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be restrained from the people.' Then Araunah said to David, 'Let my lord the king take and offer up that which seems good to him. See, here are the oxen for the burnt offering, and the threshing sledges and the yokes of the oxen for the wood. All these Araunah gives to the king.' But the king said to Araunah, 'No, but I will surely buy it from you for a price. I will not offer to the Lord my God burnt offerings which cost me nothing.' So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. David built an altar there to the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was restrained from Israel." David, you note then, rejected Araunah's generous offer, and insisted on paying the full price. Insisted on offering to God from his own possessions, and not from those which belonged to another, albeit, in this case, to one of his own subjects. And in reality, that which costs nothing is worth nothing. And as many Christians have found in the service of God, the expenditure of thought and time and strength is required along with that of money and possessions. In times of persecution, faith of believers in God and their faithfulness to God have cost many their property, their liberty, even their very lives. And they borne that cost bravely and gladly. And shame on me. But so often I grudge even the smallest sacrifice for the Lord Jesus. But so often I'm tempted to see how little I can get away with giving, rather than how much I can give. As most, if not all of you know, I spent most of last month in India. Arrived home late last Friday evening, later than scheduled, thanks to the rugby match. Less said the better. Most of my time in India was spent in remote villages around the town of Ongol in the state of Andhra Pradesh, although I did manage to fit in a short visit to a place called Kolagal in the state of Karnataka. And there in Kolagal, I stayed on a Christian compound which houses a home for about 50 girls from a Hindu background, whose families are either too poor to feed them, or who have cast them out just because they are girls. This compound also houses two schools, one primary and one secondary, for very poor children, both boys and girls. But both in Kolagal and in the area around Ongol, I met many Christians who, unlike me, really do know what it is to make sacrifices in their service for the Lord. Of Kolagal, because of the abject poverty around, the charge made for each child to attend school is just 1 rupee a day. There are 74 rupees in a single pound of our money. But as a result, the Board of Trustees can afford to pay their teachers, each of whom is highly qualified. They can afford to pay them less than one quarter of what these men and ladies would be paid for teaching at a government school, and that is not a fortune. So why do these qualified Christian teachers devote their lives to working in the schools at Kolagal? Ask King David. These fine men and women, including the two headmistresses, do not offer to God what costs them nothing. They do it for the good of others, because they love the Lord Jesus. And I can tell you too that I felt increasingly small as I met many men in the Ongol area who'd given up everything to work for the Lord as full-time evangelists or elders. And I do mean everything. This relatively young man and his family live in a village called Markapur. Raj Kumar is an evangelist. He and his wife went to Markapur in 2001, along with 6 other believers, to commence an assembly of Christians there. There are now over 90 members in that church. And Raj has also established 3 other churches in villages about 25 kilometers away, to which he travels regularly on an old bike. All the messages I gave in the Ongol area were translated into Telugu, the local Indian language. And I asked the man who was translating for me, Isaac, how Raj had gone about his work. Isaac told me that at first Raj and his wife had simply lived in their new community, getting to know people. Raj visited every home in their village, offering to do anything he could to because I learned from those men what King David meant when he said, I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing. Should we pray?